The people that are our true leaders today were leading long before they got some sort of a title. And that comes in different aspects. One, it's leading and like how it's going above and beyond, right? It's like doing things that I don't have to ask people to do.
Welcome to the 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries, where we explore implementing the 3D Dentist systems from a team perspective. Join me, Meredith, and my co-host, Aubrey, as we share insights on cultivating growth and support within your dental team.
Whether you're new to the dental field or a seasoned pro, our podcast dives into topics like effective team dynamics and patient care strategies. Expect engaging discussions and expert insights to elevate your dental practice.
So hit subscribe and join us on this journey to transform your practice with the 3D Dentist Team Podcast, The Dental Diaries.
And like always, keep flossing and stay bossing.
The lovely Meredith Cooper Jones and Aubrey Rosenbaum. Thanks for letting me hack y'all's podcast today.
Yeah, you sure did.
How'd I do?
That was a great girly voice.
You sounded just like us. I don't think anyone even
are people turn are people tuning into YouTube? Are they?
No, I think they're just listening.
You're just listening. Y'all are missing out. These two are some beautiful women.
These clips just get added on Instagram, I think.
Oh, I'm excited to be a part, man. Okay.
Well, we thought while we had you here. Let's get right into it.
Okay, yeah.
We wanted to interview you a little bit.
I love that. Yeah. I don't normally get to be the interviewee. I am just the interviewer.
Do you feel uncomfortable being in the middle of the two of us?
No, I like it. I'm like a dental diary sandwich.
All right.
Catch a bully, please. That can be taken wrong, but anyway, what were we talking about?
So I thought, you know, a lot of the team members that listen to our podcast really want to be leaders within the practice. Their hope is to grow and to be able to be more for the business, the team, each other. So what are some things that you look for in someone that wants to be more, take on more of a role within the practice, like a leader within the practice?
Well, I think the challenge there is that our assumption is that we need a title to do those things, right? And, you know, honestly, like I look back at, you know, I've been now in practice for 9 years, which is crazy to think about. And I know I'm not as young as I once was. And I look at like who our leaders are today. And it's been interesting because I've appointed leaders and then I've seen leaders rise to the occasion. And I'll tell you, there's a defining difference between people that are appointed and then people that just kind of do it. And so like my thing is, or my recommendation is, if you were someone who wants to lead, you just start leading. Like you don't need a title to lead. And I think that's the big misconception, is that the people that are our true leaders today were leading long before they got some sort of a title. And that comes in different aspects. One, it's leading and like how it's going above and beyond, right? It's like doing things that I don't have to ask people to do. It's looking out for the business and the practice like you're a partner in the practice. Like, what would you do if this was your name on the building or your thing? And then the other part is, I think it's just time. Like, that's a hard one, right? Is like, you just got to love the people you work with. And to me, it's like, I look at Aubrey, who's obviously a very strong leader in our practice. And like,
I was going to say, so you're saying you love us?
I do love you. I feel a detour. Yes. Don't let that in your head. But like, you take Aubrey, for example, like she's someone who like, I just trust her. Right. And so like, it's easy for me to delegate or give leadership to somebody when I trust them. And that trust doesn't just happen overnight, right? Like, she had an advantage because we've known each other since college.
Right.
So, like, you know, that's a long history. And then you look at, like, okay, well, Jess, Andrea, like, some of these other people that are leaders in our practice, it's like, they were with me when I was nothing.
Right.
You know, they supported me. They stayed late. They believed in me. Yeah. You know, so I think what team members don't understand a lot of times, Mayor, is that, like, it's intimidating to own and run a practice. Right. And, like, we don't know. Most doctors want to miss this, but we don't know what we're doing a lot of the time. And so like
I would say you don't know what's going on either.
Yeah, working, absolutely.
Head down, right? Patients. And that's really all you can focus on at that point in time.
And so there's times where I'm just like, I just need someone to trust me and believe in me and like,
you get know, behind me,
get behind me and support the vision. And like, there's been times where like I've done things and like, man, that was probably a bad decision.
Yeah.
You know, they don't hold that against you You know, we've changed, you know, money is a conversation that gets brought up a lot, right?
Yeah.
And money as a team member is something that you're constantly looking. Well, I've changed our bonus system or our pay structure probably 5 or 6 times. And the leaders are always just like, you know what?
I know you're going to take care of it.
We trust you, yeah. Right? And so, like, that is amazing to have. And so those people that do that, like, they build up so much political capital with me. And so I think that's the big thing is you've just that, and you can't do that overnight.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned you can't do that overnight. So how does somebody start this? Do they meet with you? Are they meeting with you on a regular basis? Are they asking questions? Are they spending time with other leaders? How do they?
Yeah. So I think first and foremost, it's you have to be the expert at your job.
Right.
So I think part of it, what I've seen too, is I've seen people say, I want to be a leader. And then they think they have to get in a new position or a new role to mm-hmm. be a leader. Yeah. Like, you can be a sterile tech and lead. You know, you can be, I'm serious. That's a thing. And so, like, it's like the first defining thing is you do your job better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, that's like first sign of a leader, right? A lot of leaders I'll use leaders in quotes. They want to get, once I get into the flashy job, then I'll lead. Once
I'm looking for the title.
Yeah. Once I'm the office manager, then I'll lead. Once I get a raise, then I'll lead. And those people I've found, that they've been kind of like swinging and misses.
Flaky.
So I really do think it starts by the number one thing that I would tell somebody is do your job to the unbelievable best ability and be the best of your job. Because if I notice that you're doing the best of your job, I'm going to try to then move you up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Aubrey, you as someone who's been a leader in different departments within the practice, how do you feel you were able to, you know, move like that?
I think it was just like what Sully was saying, like identifying the spots in the practice that need the help without being told.
Right.
You know, like I remember coming to him in the beginning and being like, hey, we don't have a form for this, or we don't have, like, our marketing doesn't look good, or like just random things. Or, you know, so just filling in the gaps where it was needed, again, behind the scenes to earn his trust too, I think in the beginning was what went a long way. Even with our friendship, like our friendship was, you know, we'd gone way back, but we hadn't worked together. So that's a completely different dynamic. So,
sometimes it's even harder. Like me and Megan, you know, like we knew each other before. And so then it's like we were at each other all the time because we could be. It's kind of like sisters, you know. But I'm like, you don't fight like that with other people.
Yeah.
Why are you so mean to me?
Yeah, like I almost felt like I had to earn it more because.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean.
One of the things that I thought Matt said at the summit that I thought resonated was that conversation about how, like, if there was advice he could give the team members, it would be to relentlessly attack what bothers the doctor. Like, so if you can identify what problems in the office constantly annoy your doctor or bother your doctor or frustrate your doctor, and you solve those problems, it will make you, like that makes you invaluable, right? And so to me, it's like, what did he say? Like,
I have an example. In one of our past podcasts, we talked about hiring, and we said if you could help do like some pre-interview screening, some pre-interview.
Absolutely.
Calls. You know, most doctors hate change, hate hiring. It's a lot. It's usually things you have to do after hours. So that's something you could help with.
Inventory was one for me that like I didn't want to do, you know, so it was like when there were people that were like, hey, I can help you do this or take on this and make sure that we're staying in budget. I was like, yeah, I want to get that off my plate.
When I remember you coming back from like, or when you're trying to implement new things like 3D printing or, you know, new procedures, it is overwhelming to come back and be like, I still have a full schedule of patients, but I'm also trying to do this. So having like team members to delegate that to, like Andrea in the beginning, like taking on a lot of that responsibility, I think it just makes you feel like, okay, I've got support around me. It's not just me trying to man all of this.
Working through lunch, staying late. And I get that, like a lot of team members, you've got families, you got kids, like you're constrained in those areas. But just that ability to just be the best, like in morning huddle, you know, if someone comes to me, if I see a morning huddle every morning that this one person is upbeat, positive, engaged, that I recognize that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you're constantly kind of like showing up disheveled, not put together, like when was the last time you showered, don't want to be there. You know, like that.
Yeah, demeanor goes a long way.
All that has an impact. And to me, those are all things that don't require the title.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
I am glad to be here.
Gracing us with your presence.
Yeah. Our special guest, Dr. Sully Sullivan, on the 3D Dentist Team Podcast.
Hey, y'all tune in to the other pretty good podcast.
The Dental
Millennial Dentist Podcast with yours truly.
Hey, do you know what our slogan is? We'll let you say it.
If you know it.
Oh, this is a bummer.
I'm trying to think what it would be. Like.
And don't forget.
Like, progress, not perfection.
No, that's my life mantra.
Progress, it's, not perfection.
I thought of a good one for you. Yeah. Your thing, and I can't remember what you said. Anyways, go ahead, Aubrey.
And like always, don't forget to keep flossing and stay bossing.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, work smarter, not harder. We'll see you next time.